On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Be more funny!
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. This is follow along on Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at facebook.com/tallcanaudio.
Yeah! How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Audio Whiplash. Only on the Tall Can Audio Network. A little faux hip bringing us in. Alpha Bomb.
Disappointing. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. Disappointing you is getting me down. Not the case. Well,
you should do something about it.
Yeah, not at all, really. I love the lyric.
Yeah.
It's always stuck with me.
It doesn't apply to me.
It certainly does not. Although I'm sure I have disappointed many people, parents, significant others,
right,
employers, you know.
What
but
did you do?
Lovers.
I'm cutting you off, man. We're moving right on.
The list is long.
We don't have all five.
But I'm indifferent and I'm, you know.
Did you do anything special with this past weekend to celebrate your Mexican heritage?
I did. You were clearly specifically speaking of Drinco de Mayo.
I was.
Yes.
Something I've never really gotten into.
Well, like, okay, it's
obviously
it's clearly Mexican. It's clearly due to your lack of Mexican heritage.
My Aztec heritage.
So we're right in the middle of a spicy time in world history, right? You're speaking of the Cinco de Mayo.
I was,
right?
Yeah.
Which, contrary to popular belief, does not celebrate the Day of the Dead. Right.
Celebrates the invention of tequilas as far as I've ever been able to figure it out.
Mas tequila. Yeah. Yes, exactly. The big blue agave. Cinco de Mayo is the in the middle of it's to celebrate the Battle of Puebla in the
you can't just make up words.
Yes. although you've accused me on multiple occasions on this very show.
Well, stop doing it.
And I've been proven correct on every
by who?
Every turn. Wikipedia.
Yeah,
thank
God that's impenetrable and uneditable.
The Battle of Puebla, what they are calling, so it's a Mexican victory over the French army in the second French intervention.
Those French, okay, always intervening.
Yeah, and clearly that's got to be a French title,
yeah,
right?
A lot of people call that an invasion there, yeah, France. So.
Yeah. An intervention. Like, what are you intervening on behalf?
Oh, I think that's something Americans like to call it, too, these days, is they like to intervene.
A colonial expansion, yes, or whatever you would like to call it. Intervention under Napoleon III. Anyways, Battle of Puebla, Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
So, celebrated in many parts of Mexico and the southern United States.
Mm-hmm.
So, to all of our listeners of Mexican heritage.
Sorry about this.
Here's to you, my friends. No, I'm thinking, you know, Napoleon III.
Yeah.
Suck it. You and all your Frenchy friends.
Better late than never.
Yep.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Hey, and we are. And
congratulations on the victory at the Battle of Fruity Pueblas.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Puebla, man. Nailed. Come on, have some fucking. Where's your sensitivity?
Nope.
Right? And so we're now.
Did you not catch the last Tall Can Sports where I ran down an entire gender?
Well, but we've also got, and if you go back to the previous Whiplash,
mm-hmm,
I've got some feedback from those in our Filipino community.
Oh, boy.
who found it equal parts hilarious and insulting.
Okay. That's about right.
So
I wasn't feeling the second part, but I wasn't insulted by what I said.
Yeah. So, but
I
you
was
and,
amused, though.
But you and I had a good time.
For sure.
And so
it was a short show with a lot of laughs.
And in most of my experiences, that's all I really care about.
So right? Check out the last Audio Whiplash is where us and the Filipinos are flinging diapers at each other.
At each other. I hope that never happens again.
Yeah.
So equal parts.
He wasn't feeling it, eh?
To my face, he was telling me he was loving it and it was hilarious. But I could see in behind his eyes that he was saddened and disappointed by.
Sorry about that. Filipino heat.
By our take on that. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Well, I told him, I said, you sexy, big headed Easter Island castaway.
Sensitivity indeed.
Yes, that's me. Well, he's got a big head and a small body.
We got that.
And a bit of an amoeba. I'm not really sure
Luigi
what's happening there.
Super Mario 2.
Yes.
It's a very limited joke, but.
So, but yes, moving right from one thing that we know very little about, Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Right into, I believe we're hard on the heels of Victory Day in most of Eastern Europe, former USSR.
Yeah.
May 9th, I believe, is where they celebrate kicking the ass of the Germans in World War II.
Take that, you krauts.
You dirty kraut. Yeah, that's their big day. So here we are, sandwiched right in between these two things that most of us in North America don't really care about too much, but
reasons to drink.
Yeah.
You eat, little, drink, and be merry.
A little tequila in one hand, a little vodka in the other hand. Here's to you, my non-North American friends.
Sorry about the ass kicking we had to lay down on some of you.
I'm not even sure who you're talking about.
Well, I don't know that the Germans celebrate Victory Day like the rest of.
Well, the Germans certainly are not
celebrating. They call
celebrating.
It something else.
I think they're
ass whooping day.
I think they're calling it the day that we call it quits.
Yeah.
All right, you've had enough.
This sucks.
All right, you crazy friends. Noogies all around. Let's call it a day on this. What have I been up to? It's funny you should ask.
Okay.
Really, I've been in the last couple of weeks, I've pounded through some books. I think things you may or may not be interested in.
Okay.
I finished reading a book called Conclave by Robert Harris, which
you mean
is
like the geographic. Oh shit! Part of our country's in their country.
No,
that's an enclave.
Yeah, that's enclave is a sort of a secluded area of specific types of people or things. That's an enclave, protected area.
My definition's true too.
Okay, well, I'm totally fine.
Yeah.
Conclave is the gathering to elect a new pope.
Oh, yeah, the white smoke and
black smoke. Yeah, we don't have, no pope has been elected, black smoke. We have a new pope, white smoke.
Yeah. Learned that on Eurotrip, very educational movie.
Okay, and see, there you go. Everything goes back. Everything Matt knows about European history.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Robert
Harris.
Is
there a train to Germany soon? Yes. They're building it right now. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Robert Harris does.
Why don't you carry on?
Yeah. Does a pile of historical stuff, right? And so, not scintillating.
Okay.
I'm not, but it's the politics. Like the Catholic Church, like anything else, right? It is full of its politics.
They've got some problems.
Yeah, but interesting on that fact, right? And Robert Harris does a lot of historical stuff, right? He did a novel on the Norwegian resistance to the Nazis in World War II. He did another novel about breaking into, I don't know. Honestly, I was going to say Auschwitz, but it's not. It's the other big one.
Dachau.
Thank you. To smuggle out.
That was not in Eurotrip.
A German physicist to help with the finishing of the nuclear bomb for the Americans on the American side. Anyways, so he does a lot of stuff like that. Conclave. So if any of that interests you, check it out.
Right, Robert Harris. This past week, Facebook had their. I don't know, their annual event where they show you all the creepy shit that Facebook's doing next.
This is it. They're not really showing us all the things they're doing because they don't want to.
I've been using Facebook less and less. I think part of it, just because I'm less and less interested in what my friends are putting on it. But also, I am slightly concerned by the amount of bad press Facebook is getting for not being particularly safe with your
info.
Right. But what I did learn through this is that they have a dating section or a dating portal on their app for you to help date and whatever. And that's whatever. They have added to it a Tinder-like feature, or Bumble. I know the cool kids have moved on to Bumble or Grindr or whatever you might be, Jack. That allows you to secretly add, well, somewhat secretly, we'll explain this, but 9 people on your, well, because it's not totally secret.
But you're right.
Yeah. So you can add up to 9 friends on your Facebook list that you would like to date. And those people will get a notification that, hey, somebody's got a crush on you. I think that's actually what it was called. It was Facebook Crush, I think, was or Crushes or...
Secret Crush.
Yes, thank you.
That's what it's called.
So you get a notification. You don't, but some people would get a notification that said somebody likes you.
My ex-wife may get a notification.
This is not the same type of crush. Someone's going to crush you.
I think she's still running my Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, no, true. Okay. You should all go be friends with Rob. Who knows what kind of crazy shit's on there. All right. So you get a notification. It's like, hey, somebody has a crush on you. And you can go through and you can add your 9 people or up to 9 people that you might have a crush on. And if there's a match, Facebook will tell you. But if there's no match,
it goes on being a secret.
Right. They don't be like, hey, so, you know, you don't get rejected outright. It's a more passive rejection. So essentially they would pair you up. I don't understand why this is so funny already.
It's a pile of I'm going to secret crush you.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. I'm going to secret crush my brother.
Well, this is okay. So let me finish explaining it first. Cause I think there are all kinds of problems here that arise for sure. But if you both have secretly selected each other, it will then make it known to you so that, in theory, you can start the romance of a lifetime and set off on happiness and whatever else is going on. More likely just a weekend of disappointing sex.
Well, this is it. With your best friend's wife or right. Whatever that looks like.
And so that's the deal. And it's similar to Tinder. For those who haven't used Tinder, you swipe right, swipe right. You're swiping on people who I'd like to meet this person. I don't want to meet that person. I'd like to meet. And if that person has also swiped that they'd like to meet you, it pairs you up and now you get to talk to each other. So that's how it works. Can we start with the premise that maybe your group of friends shouldn't be where you're looking for your next date?
Yeah. Well, and I don't know about you.
That's weird.
But how many family members do you have on your Facebook, right? Like what it starts with in terms of, and I get it, right? They're saying, I meet somebody at a party.
Yep.
And I say, you know, hey, I'm gonna hit you up on Facebook or whatever it is, right?
Sure.
And then that's a way.
Instead of just becoming Facebook friends, maybe you both also add each other as crushes, and it's an easy, safe way to connect.
Yes.
Without getting your heart broken.
Right. Right. And whereas, yeah, I think the idea of hooking up on Tinder aside, right, the idea that I'm going to meet people outside of my social network or circle that exists already. Yeah, there's something appealing about that,
yes,
right?
Yes, for sure. That's what I'm saying. In theory, Facebook is all your friends. Don't date your friends.
These are people you know already, right? And the older you get, you especially.
Oh.
Right. Well, no. All I'm saying is a younger Matt, right, as a young guy at the outbreak of Facebook, you probably had 400 people.
Yes.
On
you. Every person you met, even briefly or recognized from a party, you're adding up.
Yeah.
Facebook exploded while I was in college.
Right. And then you start to weed those people out,
yes.
Right?
No, my Facebook list has been savagely curtailed over the last couple of years.
See, this is what I'm saying is you've got down to people you like to hang out with. And they're either family, friends, or like people you're tight with already.
That's right. I don't want to date those people.
Well, this is what I'm saying, right? At that point, you're like,
branch out, man. Like, I understand Tinder because it's strangers. Right? It's still a weird way to go about meeting people, but at least they're not the people already in your social circle. When you jump on Facebook and it's just like, here's your 200 friends, who do you want to bone tonight? You're like, yeah. It's not how it's supposed to work, man.
Code word.
Yeah. So it's also just,
that's weird,
just loaded with potential room for fuckery.
Awkward, yeah, for sure.
So I get a notification. Let's say in a secret world that someone has a crush on Matt. And I get the notification. I'm like, I badly want to know who that is. So I pick the 9 people that I have a crush on. I'm like, oh, fuck. Nope. None of them. Am I not now just going to go through and keep selecting everybody else? Unselect these 9.
Hey,
on
Brandon,
the next 9.
Sorry about that. I'm just
going, leave no stone unturned, man. And you're just going to go through till you find them and be like, oh, fuck, no, thanks,
well,
right? Like,
see, yeah. Well, but it's too late now, yeah. Because you have stumbled upon
right.
That unwanted.
Yeah, and now you've been paired up and you're going to have an awkward conversation.
Because now I've said to you, you're one of my secret
right.
crushes as well.
Yeah, sorry, I was kidding. I just tried
so 50% of us are overjoyed and 50% of us are recoiling in horror.
It's a terrible fucking idea, man. I just don't understand that. That's never how you were supposed to. You're supposed to meet people through people or going out and.
Okay, how about meeting people like the regular way?
That's what I'm saying. Like you go to a party and hey, your friend's friend is there and you two, you know.
Your friend's friend is hot.
Yeah. Love my friend's friend.
Like to love your. Yeah. That kind of thing.
Love to love, baby. I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, well, I have no idea.
Maybe it's not even a thing.
I think it's Eddie. It's Eddie Vedder doing a Beyonce tune. Baby.
Okay.
I may have been disturbed. Sorry, that's two different versions.
Yeah, you know what? I think there's far, far, far greater likelihood that you're just going to see people fucking with each other on this thing, and yeah. All your buddies get together and pick one guy that
it's people messing with you. Or awkward moments.
Yeah.
To me, that's what you have.
Just forced hurt feelings by people's curiosity, like desire to know.
Stick to your speed dating and whatever else you need to do.
Just keep swiping over in other apps where you're not going to come across your answer.
Grindr, as Matt has already endorsed multiple times on this show.
Absolutely. Where do you want to go next, man? We got a couple other things here.
I would like to hit the municipality of Vancouver.
Oh. Yes.
And the $10,000 they've invested into their mascots, Pee and Pooh.
Those are not just Chinese names that have moved and settled in Vancouver.
They strike me as more Korean.
Yep.
But that's okay.
Okay. Well, it's a heavy Asian area. Essentially, the city of Vancouver needs you to know what you can and can't flush. And the good people of Vancouver are, I guess, not catching on quick enough. So yeah, we needed some fun little mascots that dance and sing and remind you that only poo and pee should be flushed. And poo and pee should be flushed. If you get a look, and we'll share the article in all the usual places, this idea should have been flushed from the very fucking beginning.
Well, and the mascots, so...
That's what I'm saying.
And as you would imagine, and you will see when you go to...
Facebook.com/Talkin Audio.
You'll see, you know, the pee mascot is this.
Also, click on crush while you're there. Please, somebody.
is on this bright yellow sort of, almost a raindrop kind of a thing, yeah. Right? Whereas your poo is very much, as you would suspect, he's this brown kind of.
Post Guinness looking.
But I find the whole little curly pinched off part of the top to be very disconcerting, right?
Someone went too hard on realism.
Honestly, as you look at mine, honestly, it's like, and you're like, oh, come on, man, honestly. And so the whole ad is, and it's a very serious thing beyond the ad. And they're saying, you know,
stop flushing your condoms in your...
Well, do like everybody else. Take your condom, throw it in your empty whiskey glass next to the bed or whatever it is that is containing these things. Those don't get flushed. People. Honestly.
I think your bedroom looks very different than a lot of you. There's whiskey glasses full of used condoms.
I'm not full. Okay. Not full. Not full. What I'm
saying, just a whiskey glass beside the bed is disconcerting enough.
Well, clearly you and I live different lives.
Absolutely, that's true. carry on.
Anyways, the things that get flushed.
Yeah.
And it's funny, they did, when you read the article, they talked about a survey of 110 different products that were deemed to be flushable.
Yes.
Flush safe.
Right. And they're not.
And 11 of them were actually found to not leave permanent sort of residue or damage on your sewer systems.
Right.
And so, including toilet paper, right? And
yeah.
I remember being in Athens in 04, and we're in a brand new, where they built the Olympic Village, beautiful facility that they were going to turn into a residential area. But you couldn't flush toilet paper. They wanted you to wipe your ass and throw it in a waste basket next to it.
See if you can hook it on the toss so it's pointing back up at you.
Which they just winking. Which they did in the airport as well, which I find completely disconcerting, right? That you have a bunch of people, anybody who has been in an international airport, one of these, you got people showing up from all areas of the world who don't travel so well.
Right.
The constitution doesn't hold up quite so well. Maybe maybe I ate at the TGI Fridays in Atlanta and now I'm in Athens and it's been a long, bumpy ride. Yeah, it's gross. And so I hate to tell you, Athens, 15 years later, I flushed every piece of ass wipe then when I was there.
And look what it did to them. They're bankrupt.
Clearly their sewer system has been buggered up.
Could not hold it together.
But so doubling back, Vancouver is saying across Canada, municipalities spend $250 million on sewer maintenance due to cleanup and fixing non-flushable things. If you take a dump, you can flush that.
Right.
Stuff that's going to break down and biodegrade on its own. Thumbs up. Things that aren't. Do not. Like my brother did when he was, I don't know, older than he should have, decided he was going to flush a full red apple.
That's biodegradable.
Yeah, but it also choked the bowl. Yeah,
of course it did.
Yeah, and now as you grew older,
it didn't just pass through.
I was just going to say, hey, this is it. You chew. If you chewed that more often, my friend, you would be just fine. Or I came home one day in the toilet, sitting out in the front yard, and I'm like, what's happening here? Oh, your brother.
All right. I get it.
All right. Just keep walking.
Say no more.
Makes total sense. And I lived with a guy posting when we were in college. And yeah.
Going through.
No apple. This is exactly, but you still needed one of those snakes to break it all down. So yeah, the idea that, things that shouldn't go in there, tampons, applicators, condoms.
$1,000 on two mascots.
Yeah, well, because people
pee to remind you, hey, don't flush that.
Seems weird, but clearly, people are not getting it. Don't wipe your ass with paper towel.
Seems rough.
Okay, but clearly somebody's like, hey,
in a pinch, Greta,
where's the toilet paper? Yeah, okay, guess what? We didn't make it to the byway today. So here you go.
Forgot about byway.
Here's a couple of squares off of the paper towel in the kitchen. Don't flush that. The brown paper at work. Don't flush that. People.
What's the brown paper?
That's your paper towels that you dry your hands with.
Yeah. Out by the sink, you pull it down. Yeah.
Exactly.
Can't flush that, eh?
Which comes down to,
can't say I've ever wiped with it.
Right. And I may have told this story, and it doesn't portray me in the best light possible, but one Canada Day, Jeff and I hit the gym early in the morning, pounding it out, and honestly, very strenuous workouts.
Mm-hmm.
But done by noon, right?
Sure. As you have to be on Canada Day.
Hit the Ox Box across the street. You know, we both had places to go.
I'm sure she had a name.
Yep. Ox.
Yeah.
anyways, those couple of pictures post-gym at noon, turned into them telling us at 9 o'clock at night where we can't serve you anymore. We're still sitting on the patio. So we decided to slide around the side of the ox box and in the front door and sit in by the bar. Good enough for two more pitchers before the waiter said, "Hey, I told you guys you couldn't." Anyways, that went to a couple more stops that evening before being ushered out. The next day, man, walking from his place back to my place, super hot and humid, had to cross this area where I couldn't make it home. I had to have this post-pint seat, we'll call it.
Okay.
There's this little mall across the street from where I lived, and I hit it, and I got in there, and honestly, everybody, listeners, good listener, you know what I'm talking about.
You have felt my pain.
You have all been there, all right? And in a stupor, like in a crazy hungover.
Yeah.
And then there's no toilet paper. I'm in this public bathroom with no toilet paper.
Oh, I suddenly remember this story.
Yes, exactly. You know the story. You've heard it many times.
Yeah.
But I did have my gym clothes from the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Whipped a sock out. Wiped my bottom with this sock and then stuck it right on the right on the wall saying,
"It's the last part where you lose me."
Do your job, custodian.
Jesus Christ.
Your lack of attention to detail has now cost you.
Good day, sir. It's cost you a sock.
That's all right. I'm good with it.
I have a certain brother-in-law who returned from a hike with his dog one day wearing only one sock. Got stuck out in the woods at some point. Nature called and would not leave a message. It happens. It's happened to the best of us.
And the worst of us, apparently.
For sure. Was that night, that Canada Day, was there not some grocery carts involved and then maybe a fight? Am I mixing up a couple of stories?
Honestly, that is. Those are all the
several nights.
Those are three different nights.
Then let's not spend them all on one show.
That is the same night I thought I was having a heart attack as I passed out on his living room floor. And somewhere in between, what it actually was him trying to pull the hide-a-bed out. And it was the leg of the hide-a-bed forcing it down on my chest. He's like, "Why won't this go down?" And he's pushing it and spearing me right in the chest. Chest day the day before, though, eh?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, just ripped.
Good to go.
But yes, another leg pounding up your stomach.
Severe pain. I'm like, "What is that? I'm having a heart attack." Oh, no, wait.
It's my idiot brother. It's drunker than I am.
Always the case.
Trying to put this
for anybody who knows, yeah. Always drunker than I am. Where to go from here?
Yeah, well, it seems like you guys were not doing very good adulting. As I transition.
Amen, brother, to that.
We were reading an article, which we'll share, as we always do, that suggested at least one high school in, I think it was Windsor.
E.J. Lajeunesse.
Was kind of, I don't know what we want to call this, but certainly looked like teaching you to adult, right? How to do laundry, how to do your banking.
I think it was called adulting.
Adulting. And it was all very, what seems like basic stuff, right? In terms of once you leave school, these are the things you're going
to... Financial. How to deal with credit cards. How to pay bills.
Yeah. How to deal with stress. And there was laundry. And there was cooking chicken for... Six ways to cook a chicken or something.
Five different meals you could make from one rotisserie chicken.
Right. I'm just eating that fucker.
Honestly, right off the bone, like I'm a Viking.
For sure.
I'm ripping it apart, and I'm sucking the meat right off the bone. And you can freeze that clip too, my friend.
I've got to tell you, I've had this conversation with people before where I felt like in grade 12, I stayed in advanced math. I was learning quadratic equations and bullshit like that I was never going to touch again.
Trig. And all these sorts of things.
And all my friends who took general math were learning to do their taxes. We're learning to balance a checkbook. We're learning to...
A checkbook.
Well, at the time, yeah.
Bah!
Circa 99, 2000, whatever it would have been.
Say, who owns a checkbook right now? Raise your hands.
Right. But I can remember thinking, even then, even before I went out into the real world and had to try and learn how to do these things, going, what those guys are learning makes way more sense. I'm never going to do this. And the only reason I was still...
How much algebra am I going to use
right,
when I get out?
There was, the only reason I was still in advanced math was because I hadn't decided whether I was going to college or university, and you had to have all advanced credits
for sure.
To go to university.
You need your university eligible credits.
So I struggled like shit because math was never a... Just to get through grade 12 advanced... And left with something I was never going to touch again while all my friends had a valuable life lesson. So I do understand.
Hey, but wait. Okay. Why do I have to figure out what I equals and what Y equals?
Yeah.
Why don't you just fucking tell me that? It's like French. When you say in English, we say 99. But in French, they say it's 4 times 20 plus 19. You do the math yourself. You're like, fuck off.
You. Can we just have a word for that?
This is just one word, man. Not 99. Yeah, help me out, man.
I'm with you there.
All right. I'm with you too.
Yeah. So, but there, you know, to me, the cooking thing, the laundry thing, that's home ec. We used to have that. Right? Like.
Yeah. To me, this is just one more section of dumbass parents who fail at their job, who want to be friends with their kids, and you're letting your kids be 25 years old and not know how to fucking separate their own laundry.
Have I ever told you the story of how I started doing my own laundry? I went to school one day. I was probably in grade 8. So in that weird transition where you're kind of feeling out your own style now, but your mom is still shopping for you. And I was wearing a gray sweater with Mickey Mouse on it. And somebody in like, grade 10 called me a name. I can't even remember what it was now, but he made me feel bad about myself.
Yeah.
And I went home and I suggested to my mom, you should not have me wear that anymore. I would like to have different clothes, and I would like the stuff I'd like to wear. And I don't remember the exact wording, but she took one look at me and said, today's the day you're going to learn to do your own laundry. And ever since, that's how it's gone. All over a Mickey Mouse sweater at 13 that I didn't want to wear anymore.
See, and the thing is, I say a lot of shit.
It's true, man.
I don't profess to know everything all the time.
Like how to do your own laundry.
Okay, so I moved out, honestly, end of grade 13. I took a year off, went to Europe, but I moved out.
Yeah.
Left home. I'm like, forget it, man. I'm going to do my own shit.
Yeah.
Which means paying my own hydro bill. Honestly, Christ, I remember showing up. They're saying your hydro will be cut off if you don't pay your bill by blank.
Yeah.
And I'm showing up at blank. And of course, I'm 1 minute late. And the guy's locking the door as I'm walking up the thing because I'm paying it at hydro.
Yeah. In dimes and...
Yeah. And I'm pounding on the glass door. Fucker! Bam! And okay. Do you think he opened the door for me?
No.
Not a chance.
No. I'm not helping out a guy screaming, fucker!
Yeah. Angrily pounding his fist on the glass door. Okay. But that's a lesson I learned.
Yeah.
I was 19 and I had done very little of my own laundry.
Right.
I used to go down, fire it all in one, just one wash load, darks, whites, whatever colors.
That.
Well, all my whites came out as a lovely heather gray.
I don't think that happens anymore.
Or oatmeal. Well, it depends on, on your soap. I do all the laundry at home.
Still.
Darks, colors, whites.
Yeah.
Period. That's it. Right now, some of them need different temperatures and different.
You know what it is for me, as you know very well. I almost never wear a white shirt or a white. The only thing in my wardrobe that's white is socks, and fuck that, they'll just go in with everything else. Right?
Who cares? So,
yeah.
But really, all these things, and you're right. All the things that they touched on, right? Whether it's finances, whether it's there's certain shit your parents are going to teach you, and then there's certain shit like I did that you learn on your own. This idea that we have to over prepare and over protect and under expose kids to a bunch of shit, man, leads to a bunch of fucked up people.
When I first read the story, I looked at it and went, there's some stupid shit here. Like, how do you But the more I think about it, I don't know that I have a problem with the idea that, yeah, here's... There was a reason we had home ec forever, right?
Okay, like, aren't those things that you're talking about things that your parents taught you?
Yes.
Or your parents should have taught you?
Yeah.
Like, I look at...
After I curse them up and down. Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Today's the day you do it.
I look at my cousin. So we're the same age. We have kids the same age.
Yeah.
And, you know, by the time my kids were a certain age, man, they knew to count to 100. They knew their alphabet. They knew all these before ever going to junior kindergarten.
Right.
Right. I had given my kids that knowledge.
Right.
So when you start and their days of the week, you know, these basic things,
yeah.
When they start school, they're not trying to take in everything.
Right.
Right. And my cousin's saying, I'm not doing that. I'm not wasting my time with that.
That's the school's job.
That's what teachers get paid for. And then your kid fails senior kindergarten. You go,
oh, I should have helped him.
No, but he doesn't. He's like, my kid's stupid. Yeah, your kid's stupid because the apple does not rot far from the tree, you dumbass. Because you haven't helped your kid out.
Right.
Right? And so all these things are skills you need to provide. And now you're looking for the teachers to do one more thing, right? We are becoming a race of jackass, backward douchebags. And we talked about this before, right? The golden generation, your grandparents, my grandparents.
Yeah.
Man, by the time my grandfather was 25, he'd built 3 homes, served in a war,
right.
Had 2 kids.
Yeah.
25, most people now, still living in their parents' basement playing video games.
I was going to say, because there was a time, like a lot of people my age, but not something you're proud of, I moved back home. And my sister had moved out. She's 2 years younger than me. And I can remember one day she moved out and she was doing fine. She was working full time. Everything was, but I came up, my parents were away for a week or 2 weeks or whatever it would have been. I don't know. And I came upstairs one day and my sister was going through my parents' fridge, which I was obviously living out of and whatever. And I said, what are you doing? She's like, shopping. That's where she had come to get her groceries.
And yeah.
Stocking up. Cause you know, it's easier here than at the store.
All right. That's totally different.
I know, but it just makes
She may have been prepared.
Yeah.
But she just thought, all right, I know I can pay.
It's cheaper here. And yeah, it's way, available here.
It's
and
way
it's on
cheaper.
The way.
And I'll bring my own bag. Right. No problems. I do like the spicy pickles, though.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. And there's certain things that shouldn't have to be done at school. But there's also, to bring it all the way back full circle, a lot of time that we waste in school. Did I need to learn trigonometry instead of learning to do my taxes? No, I didn't. And, you know, if you're going into those high-end math courses and whatever.
If you're looking for your Bachelor of Science towards mechanical engineering.
Then teach me trig when I get there. Well, can we spend some time in school actually focused on things that the wide majority are going to need?
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
And I went to university, but I took no science courses.
Right.
Right. And so I had to work like a bastard to get my OACs, which are your grade 13 credits back in the day.
I still had those too, yeah.
Right. That, you know, to find 6 OAC credits that didn't have a math or a science leaning.
Yeah. A lot of writer's craft.
Super hard, man. I had 2 Englishes and
yes,
economics,
me too, yeah.
A world issues, right?
Yeah.
But you start to go through and you're like, how can I eke out 6?
What's OAC history? It's all the same history, but all right, I guess I'm in. Let's
well, see, go. And that was the world issues, right?
Yes, no,
and
I was.
This, as you continue to progress through, it's like, man, it's hard when you are, you know,
yeah.
You got to take your shoes off to count to 20, right? It's, yeah. It becomes super difficult.
It's true.
And I get it, but you look at the outcry in this province with the, you know, under the Ford government, they want to dial it back to on the sex ed for grade 5s. And yeah. You're like, you know what? If you were doing a better job at home, we wouldn't have this problem. Teach your kids about the birds and the bees, ladies and gentlemen. Have those conversations. Because you are too shallow or nervous or uncomfortable with your own private parts and how they mesh together awkwardly.
Right.
Okay, nobody needs to know that. It's harmonious. It's seamless. It's a beautiful act.
Do you not always.
No, that's what I'm telling you. That's how you're selling it, man. Yeah. You're selling it.
Do you remember the day you showed up to school for the first time for sex ed? I'm sure, and I found it after the fact. Obviously, there's permission slips. Even then, or not permission slips, but like, we're doing this, so be prepared if they come home with questions, right? And we rolled into the school on the bus, and as we were getting off, there was a couple of teachers standing there, and there was obviously several buses coming, and they all had a teacher, too, that were... Boys go to the gym, girls go to the library. And it took a second, but word started to trickle through. What is happening today? This is the day we're learning.
The health nurse is here.
No. it was like this fucking march, as you referenced earlier in the show, of the girls heads down, heading off in one direction. The
double back to Dachau again.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Heading off into another direction. You're like, oh, this is going to be fucking terrible. And some kids just a little too excited about it.
Well, see, and the reality is, I had two older brothers.
Yeah, true.
So I don't ever remember having the sit down with either one of my parents.
No.
Me
neither.
And so.
Until way, way late. Well, I was driving somewhere with my mom, and she said to me, she's like, I understand your father never had the talk with you when I asked him to a couple of years ago.
So too late, mom.
So we're going to, and I'm like, no, we're not. Like, that's not happening.
Yeah. I've already got a kid and he's straw right now. So don't worry about it. I got it.
Solidly on dad's side of this argument or this debate.
I've figured it out. Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Trial and error, baby. Just like becoming an adult.
There's only so many options here. I'll figure it out.
This is it. You can never get pregnant in one of these two spots. Armpit. Correct.
Sure.
Yes. So to me,
but I didn't have older siblings either, right? Or older cousins or older anything.
Well, and I'm not sure if I've ever told this story either, but it's in terms of me having an older brother and an older stepbrother.
I wouldn't have trusted your older brother. He's giving you bad info.
Yeah. Well, and the older, yeah, you're probably right.
Still no kids. Maybe he hasn't got it figured out yet.
Yeah. Well, see,
can I leave that in? Is that
yeah, for sure. No, that's no problem. Yeah. No, for sure.
Yeah.
I am sitting and my son is maybe six.
Yeah.
And we're watching a little Senators hockey, right? And so this is a while ago now. He turned 17 this summer. Yeah. So
he's big enough to beat your ass for telling this story.
Yeah, and he's a big man now, right? Yeah. So it's all good if you're listening. I get it.
Yeah.
But we're watching, and there's this commercial, which turns out it's a Gene commercial from, we're talking maybe 07, 08.
Right.
And it's I really didn't know what the commercial was. It was a guy and a girl, and they were mad, passionately kissing in this doorway, and and they're sort of starting to undress each other. And my son leans over, and he's like, hey, Dad, they're going to have sex.
What's that? Hey, little elbow.
Yes.
So, check this out.
Yeah. I look over and I'm like, yeah? What do you know about sex? And he's like, Big Liam told me on the bus. And I'm like, what?
Well, Big Liam knows what's up.
He's and like, I'm like, who's Big Liam? He's like, Big Liam's in grade six. And I'm like, oh, wrong. So my son at that time is maybe in senior kindergarten. I'm like, Big Liam, eh? What, I said, what else is Big Liam telling you? No, that's about it. Big Liam's stupid. I'm like, all
but
right.
He's got it on this.
All right, well, I think you should maybe not pay too much attention.
Spend less time with Big Liam.
Yeah. Sit closer to the front of the bus, son. That's really all it is. And so that is how, that's guys, 101, right?
Yep.
And so, yeah, Big Liam told me. Like, honestly, all these years later, I still use that. And I don't even know the kid. And I'm like, yeah, Big Liam. Big Liam told me. How do you know? Big Liam told me.
Big Liam's telling you. You can find all these stories we talked about. Facebook.com/TallCaneAudio. @TallCaneAudio on Twitter. And all the beers that we're drinking, we always throw up at Instagram. @TallCaneAudio there. We're going to wind this one down. And next week, man, I don't know if we'll do anything special or not, but... 4-year anniversary of the Tall Can Audio podcast.
Oh my God.
Yep.
That's our an incredible amount of time wasted. Our baby boy turned to 4 years old.
Should have stopped shitting himself by now.
But you think so?
Yeah. Let's get the hell out of here, though. That's Audio Whiplash, and we'll see you then.
See ya.
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app. When you say Tall Can Audio a lot, it starts to sound weird.